Welcome to The Artwork of You, the podcast where your life is the canvas and you are the masterpiece. I'm your host, Lori Gouin, and together we'll explore creativity, self-awareness, mindset, goal strategy, and the importance of accountability so that you can paint your life's portrait with confidence and ease. Remember, in the gallery of life, you're not just a spectator, you are the art. So let's grab our brushes and start creating the masterpiece that is you. Hello, my friends. I am so glad that you are here with me today, because today I want to talk about creativity, and more specifically, some simple and possibly unique ways to add more creativity into your everyday life. But I first want to start with a review of what creativity is and why it's important, specifically for adults. And then I'll go over some simple ideas that I came up with to add creativity to your everyday life. And you might want to try some, or they might just spark your own creativity to come up with some of your own ideas. So one definition of creativity is the ability to generate, create, or discover new ideas, solutions, and possibilities. It's about thinking outside the box and approaching problems or situations in new and innovative ways. Creativity is not limited to artistic or musical expression. It's a valuable skill in everyday life and across various professions and disciplines. And so for adults, and really a lot of this applies to children as well, creativity is very important for several reasons. One, for problem solving. In both professional and personal contexts, creativity can help you find unique solutions to complex problems. It allows you to think beyond typical solutions, which can lead to more effective and sometimes even groundbreaking results. I know when I work with people, we work a lot on creative problem solving, because often someone will come with certain goals that they have in mind, but along with those goals come obstacles, often many obstacles, and they're having a really hard time figuring out what to do about that because they look at it initially with tunnel vision, right? They don't see any way around it. It's just black and white. And so we work really hard to come up with creative ideas to either eliminate the obstacles or to get around the obstacles. Creativity is also really important for adaptability, as the world is constantly changing and creative thinking helps you to adapt to new situations and challenges. It's also important for adaptability. As the world is constantly changing and creative thinking helps you to adapt to new situations and challenges, it helps to foster flexibility in your thinking, which is crucial in today's fast-paced and ever-changing world. Creativity is a big part of personal fulfillment. When you engage in creative activities, it can be deeply satisfying. It allows for self-expression and can lead to a sense of accomplishment and purpose. And this can improve your mental health and overall well-being. I know that personally, I'm always recharged after creative activities. It's actually the driving force behind innovation. In the professional context, it can lead to the development of new products, new services, new ways of doing things. It's also part of lifelong learning. Creative pursuits encourage continuous learning and intellectual engagement. And when you explore new ideas and skills, you keep your mind active and engaged, which is really beneficial for long-term cognitive health. And who doesn't want to have long-term cognitive health? I sure do. It's great for social connections because creativity often involves collaborating with others and sharing ideas. And this can strengthen your relationships and improve your communication skills. And finally, emotional intelligence. Creative activities can really help in understanding and expressing your emotions. And this can lead to better emotional regulation and empathy. I know for myself as an abstract painter, most of my work is done through emotion and intuition. And if you didn't know, your thoughts and your emotions are the drivers behind your actions and ultimately the results that you have in your life. So being better able to regulate your emotions is like one of the secrets to getting the results you want in your life. And so just to recap those, creativity is a skill that enhances problem-solving abilities, adaptability, personal fulfillment, great for innovation, lifelong learning, social connections. And I would say it's not just beneficial, but it really is essential as you go about living your life. So now I want to share with you some ways that I thought of to infuse creativity into your everyday life. And this isn't about over the top or overwhelming changes, just some simple, practical, and unique ideas that might be able to transform the ordinary into something more creative. So let's start with the first part of your day, the morning. How can you make it more creative? Consider your breakfast. Instead of having the same old breakfast, why not turn it into kind of like a culinary journey, maybe from around the world? My husband eats this same smoothie every day for breakfast. He's a creature of habit. But maybe you could try something like Monday could be French pastry, Tuesday, maybe a Japanese style breakfast, like rice and pickled vegetables. I have a friend whose son is in Japan right now, so that's where that came from. But it's really not just about the food. It's about starting your day with some curiosity and a sense of adventure. And if the thought of doing that for breakfast does not appeal to you, I get it. You could try it for dinner instead. Another idea is to maybe write a short positive note to yourself each morning on a sticky note. That's a simple act, but it will set a tone of creativity and positivity for your day. Now let's think about your commute to work or your daily errands. We often see this time as just simply routine, but it can be a time of creativity. Maybe you could try a new podcast in a genre you've never explored, but still listen to mine. Or you could play a game with yourself for spotting something new and interesting as you travel. Maybe a piece of street art, an unusual tree, or an interesting building. It doesn't matter. But this practice not only will make your journey more enjoyable, but it can also sharpen your observation skills. And when you're at work, regardless of your job or whether you go into an office or you work from home, there are always opportunities for creative thinking. For example, if you're in a meeting, try doodling. Research actually shows that doodling can help with focus and idea generation. Or if you're working on a project, ask yourself, how would a child approach this task? That simple question can lead to surprisingly innovative solutions. If you're in a customer service role, think of unique and personalized ways you can interact with your customers. Now, I'm not in customer service, but last year I started the practice of asking, "Are you having a good day?" to every customer service worker I interacted with, both in person and on the phone, from the grocery clerk to the receptionist at the dentist office, it doesn't matter. And it's amazing, just that little shift from the typical, "How are you?" It makes people stop and think, and their attitude always seems to shift for the better, even if they already had a good attitude. It's little changes in how you approach your day-to-day that can also bring a sense of enjoyment and fulfillment to your work and to others that are working. And don't forget the power of a creative workspace, meaning you can add plants, you can add art, even arrange your furniture in a new way, turn your desk into a source of inspiration. Personal development is also an incredible opportunity for creativity. Have you ever tried learning a new language? Maybe you can do it in a way that's fun and engaging, like through songs or through movies that are in that language. Or you could label items in your house with their names in that language, and that might be fun. And it definitely seems like it would be a way to enhance the vocabulary. Or trying a new skill that's completely unrelated to anything you've done before. Maybe something artistic or technology related. This will help you push out of your comfort zone and stimulate your brain in new and exciting ways. And you can also consider your home environment as well, because it's not just a place to live. It's a space that you can use to inspire and rejuvenate you. You could maybe create a small meditation corner where you can unwind and reflect. You can turn a wall into an ever-evolving art gallery of your own work, your family's work, your children's work, maybe a local artist's work. You can rearrange furniture to establish a new flow. That's something that I recently did after we took down our Christmas tree. You can even swap out an entire room. In a previous home, we turned our dining room into a parlor, and it got so much more use. So your home can be a dynamic reflection of your inner world, constantly evolving as you do. Engaging with your community is another great way to encourage creative contribution. Have you ever thought about maybe organizing a neighborhood book or a film club? You could focus on unconventional and diverse genres, or maybe starting a supper club. Our neighborhood does a yearly bike crawl throughout the neighborhood with six neighbors that host a stop for signature cocktails and food, and it's so much fun. What about adding creativity to your travel so that it can be more than just a change of scenery? It can be a creative adventure. So like maybe the next time you plan a trip, choose a theme, like following the route of a historical figure or exploring the locations from your favorite film or your favorite book. And then chances are you'll end up with much more than just photos. You can also tie creativity into your fitness and wellness routines. Swap out your usual exercise playlist for different genres of music each week, and then pay attention to how that change in music influences your workout intensity and your mood. Or if you're usually inside for exercise, try going outside and vice versa. And finally, I know I talk a lot about journaling, but instead of just writing about your day, add a creative prompt each week. It could be something as simple as what made me smile today, or as imaginative as something like, if I could talk to the moon, what would I say? It could also be a space where you blend words with sketches, a place where you can write letters to your future self, or you could draft scenes from an imaginary life. It's a safe space to dream, to question, and to grow. So every aspect of our lives offers an opportunity for creativity, and adding creativity into your daily life clearly doesn't require huge investments of time or money. It's about seeing and doing things just a bit differently to see the potential for wonder, for joy, for innovation in just the everyday life. I invite you to look at your daily routine, your work, your hobbies, and ask yourself, how can I do this differently? How can I make this more me? The journey of creativity is very personal, but it's endlessly rewarding, and it's one that each of us can go on. So as they say, let your imagination run wild. I would love to know how you're adding more creativity into your day-to-day routine. Reach out to me on Instagram or Facebook or LinkedIn. I'm Lori Gouin, LoriGouhin, across all the platforms. Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. That's a wrap for today, my friends. Thank you for sharing your time with me. And remember to show up in your life like the masterpiece you are, because you are the artwork. Please subscribe and leave a 5-star review. Have a fabulous day.